answer your questions.
Is it possible to evaluate Josh Huff's camp, given that he's been hurt here?
Yeah, you know what? He really made a huge amount of progress through the spring and then through the camp. Certainly, we would have liked to have had a bigger sample size of what he could do. But, you know, being injured like he is, you know, he's shown us enough to, you know, he'll be a good player in this league.
Is Matt Tobin at all pushing to start over Barbary at right tackle?
They're all pushing to play, you know, and I think we'll make the decision the front five, and then the guys that are behind him. I think the second unit guys now, since we don't have three units, I think the second unit guys have all performed very well. You saw in the game the other night, you know, they're doing well run blocking as a unit, and then certainly they're doing a nice job pass protecting. So, you know, you can – all those guys are pushing.
All right. But would you say Matt's close? I mean, do you feel like you can –
Well, we trust him. If he has to go in the game, certainly we trust him. That's why he's here.
What did you think of Sproles after LeSean went out the other night?
I thought he performed in a way that was typical of what we'd expect from him. He runs the ball well. He catches the ball well. He does everything we ask. He's very smart and an instinctive player. I think we know what we got in Darren, and we're glad we have him.
What do you think about the running back? I mean, you have some tough decisions there at the back end.
Right.
Do you need a bigger, you know, Tucker Polk type of running back to be among the four or whatever, three or four that you keep, or does that factor in at all?
Well, we're going to keep the best guys no matter how many we keep. You know, we can keep three, four, or five running back. We keep as many as we want, really. There's no real rules. But the guys, you know, have done a nice job. That's a good group, you know, and we've seen production out of all those guys. You don't necessarily keep a big one, a little one, and a medium-sized guy. You try to keep a running back that's going to fit and do the things that we do, whether he's the first, the second, or the third.
Matt, Barkley is slated to start on Thursday. Will G.J. get as much playing time, or do you think they'll get equal minutes?
Yeah, Matt will start, as Coach already announced, and then G.J. will probably, he'll be the next guy in at some point during the game.
Well, what is the status of those two in their battle right now?
Well, I think they're both improving. We've said it all along. We feel like we have a really good quarterback group. This is a great opportunity for Matt first. He's able to know days in advance that he's starting, so he's out here preparing to play the Jets just like it's a regular season game, so that's good for him, and we'll be able to evaluate him in a really good way for a preseason. And then G.J., you know, unfortunately for G.J., he's coming in a backup role in this final game, but he's a very athletic guy, I'll tell you what, G.J. is a quick decision maker, and he's got a good set of legs on him, and so, you know, he can do a lot of the things that we want to do offensively.
So what does Barkley need to show you this week?
Well, he needs to play a good, clean, efficient, you know, game at quarterback. I think he needs to go out. He needs to get completions. There's times when I call it putting a fish in the box, you know, when you don't want to get skunked. So there are times when you got to get completions. Then there's other times when we've got something designed to go down the field where you look deep to short, and then if you don't have it, you check it down. There's certainly times in the game when you have to do things on the perimeter in our running game. We need to see him make good decisions there. And then certainly when there's a handful of plays that go helter-skelter, and you got to make good decisions at the end of the play just like you do at the beginning. And sometimes that means run. Sometimes that means throw it away. Sometimes that means whatever. But it's just a matter of him being he needs to play a good, clean game, get the offense in the end zone, and hopefully lead us to a victory.
Would you have Darren Sproles, you know, handle like LeSean's workload if something were to happen to LeSean, or would you try to keep him the same and plug somebody else in?
Yeah, you know, when you put a roster together for the game, then you kind of factor in how everything fits. But we've said it all along, Darren can play running back on first, second, and third down. And we always try to use our players in a way where we maximize their strength and minimize their weaknesses, no matter what the situation. And Darren's no different.
In your experiences, like, how much value do you place on having like a really good backup quarterback?
Oh, I think it's hugely important. You see time and time and time again where the backup is thrust into a starting role, We're watching it happen in St. Louis now. You know, unfortunately, Sam got hurt for the year, so Hill's in and he's got to go. You know, so it's, and that's why the development of the quarterbacks is very, very important. The quarterback room, you've heard me talk about that before, is very important. Each guy needs to prepare each day like they're the starter. And when they're not, then they help the starter be as good as he can be. So that's kind of the philosophy, and it's worked well for us.
Why are you here about the progress you've made from a first-team standpoint throughout the course of the preseason?
The first-teamers?
Yeah,
I think I think when you just think about the games in general, we've improved each week, which is important. We need to obviously play good, clean football. We need to it's important we run the ball well. It's important the quarterback makes good decisions. And then we have a pace that we like to play at that you have to practice. And so I think we saw more of what we want to see from our offense in this past game.
Why is Todd Herman's a year later so looking so much more comfortable at right guard?
I don't know. I thought he had a good year last year.
Early in the season, he admitted that it was an adjustment for him moving from left to right.
Yeah.
He also had a rookie pine to yeah. his side.
Well, I think anytime you change positions, it takes a little getting used to. But I think he's done well. And I think it's also another year. They've got a huge memory bank of reps working together. And, he's actually he's the one guy that's got a different guy playing on his right now with Allen in there. And so, you know, that may be forcing him to do a little bit more than he would have a year ago. But, you know, for the most part, I think he's just improving.
Because Sam went down in St. Louis, there are reports that they might potentially be interested in Mark. Is that just something that I guess people will have to get used to given how well he's been playing?
Yeah, I mean, those are just issues of the day, fun things for you guys to think about. You know, Mark was in the meeting today, you know, and those aren't my decisions. Sure, I think everybody should be interested in Mark. I think he's done a good job, played well for us, and he's won a lot of football games in the league. You know, I've said it before, but he was sitting in the locker room at halftime of two AFC championship games ahead, you know, so, you know. We're very glad we have him. I think he's added a lot to this team, you know, as a football player and as a professional. And, you know, a lot of people should want him. But we have him. So that's the reality.
Has the way he played, has that surprised you at all? Or did it happen sooner than you expected? Because at the time that he was signed, it was really billed as a competition between him and Barkley. He took off from the beginning.
Yeah. I think we as coaches see it differently than some of the people that write and worry about it outside this building. You know, we knew what he brought to the table. We knew his strengths and his weaknesses, and we felt like it would fit in well here. And at least to this point, the way he plays, his style of play translates to what we want to do. He makes good, quick decisions. He's right most of the time. And he's a good player. And so we're glad we got him.
Chip had said in May that it was going to be a barn burner between Sanchez and Barkley. And Barkley, I think for the most part, maybe the spring had some second-year reps.
Yeah, again, we haven't lined them up yet, you know, but if we're just talking specifically about Sanchez, he's done a nice job.
When you do play Macklin in the slot and then practice for a game, that's not an area he's played a ton of here. Does he transition seamlessly? Is it natural for him?
Yeah, every one of our receivers can play in the slot, and we do it for reasons. You know, there's schematic reasons why you take an outside receiver who plays on the right and then move him over to the left slot and vice versa. That's just part of what you do. Defenses have to show you their hand just a little bit, but some of the things we've asked him to do, he's done very well.
Could you break down, without giving too much away, why you think Jeremy, when he is in the slot, could be a good weapon for you guys?
Well, he's quick. You know, he's quick. He certainly can get deep fast. You know, he's good at running posts and some of the deeper routes. And so anytime you have a threat, whether he's playing outside or inside, I think it helps you. And there's reasons why we'll use him schematically.
What about Barner? He kind of came in here, had a handful of hours to prepare him, went out and put him into a
you know, put him on field and sure. just assess his play and how difficult that is to come into that situation and get acclimated so fast.
Well, he has a little bit of a, you know, obviously a understanding of how we function. Some of the words have changed and a lot of the numbers have changed, but philosophically he had a foundation of how we function, and so that helped speed up the process. We worked extra with him, making sure he was ready to go. And then when we put him in the game, we had him just do a small handful of things. So, and he did a good job. So he's obviously the new guy, and we don't know as much about him as a coaching staff. Certainly Chip knows about him quite a bit, having played for him. But he's done a good job.
Since that first preseason game until now, you know, as camp has gone, how is MoMa, what are you guys learning about him?
Well, he's improved every day. And again, I think his improvement shows up on the practice field. He's really, I still say he's one of the most improved guys that we have. He's shown up well. So,
you see in the practice,
and everything.
In the games, is it, you know, where you have to take it to another level? Is he still kind of trying to find his way? Or
no, I think he's doing a good job in the games. Yeah, he's doing
in
fine.
In those first two preseason games, you saw the depth that a wide receiver after the starters. Are you satisfied with that depth at this point? Do you think that there are guys who can play on Sundays?
We love the guys that we have here on the roster. I think we're always looking to upgrade at every position in a way that would help the football team. I think that's just the NFL reality. The system is set up where if there's guys available at any position that can help you win football games and fit within your culture, then you try to get them. And so, but we like the guys we have, and we feel like we can play winning football with the guys that are here.
What do you like about Will Murphy?
Will is a very steady performer. Will is one of those guys that works hard, first play to the last. We ask him to do everything. He's played outside, inside, and he's just very steady in his performance in terms of knowing what to do and going out and competing.
Because Chris Hulk has missed the first three preseason games, how important is it for him to get into this game, show you guys something? I mean, even though you guys already know him.
Well, we do know him, but we sure would like to know him better. You know, I think he's probably had one of the most lingering of injuries. So, yeah, it's important for him to get out and play. I think it's not so much for us knowing who he is as a player, but just for him as a player getting going here before the season starts. Good? All right.